Today, World AIDS Day is being observed with the theme End Inequalities, End AIDS. And Minister of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Sinclair Prince, said everyone must come together and act courageously to end the AIDS pandemic by 2030.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the world risk missing the targets to end AIDS by 2030, as well as a prolonged COVID-19 pandemic and a spiraling social and economic crisis. There is a perception that a time of crisis such as now is not the right time to prioritize tackling the underlying social injustices. However, it is clear that without doing so, the crisis cannot be overcome. And if transformative measures needed on AIDS are not taken, the world will also stay trapped in the COVID crisis and be dangerously underprepared for the pandemics to come. And we in the Ministry of Health have been saying that all infectious diseases must be dealt with in tandem. We don't just deal with one and forget the other. We can still end AIDS by 2030, but only if we act courageously and together to take on inequalities.
Minister Prince said health inequalities are unfair and often arise because of a number of conditions which influence opportunities for good health. Minister Prince said such circumstances limit people's ability to live a normal life.
Today, World AIDS Day, December 1st, 2021, UNAIDS is proposing that countries highlight the urgent need to end the inequalities that drive AIDS and other pandemics around the world, with the theme, End Inequalities, End AIDS, End Pandemics. Health inequalities are unfair and avoidable differences in health across the population and between different groups within society. Health inequalities arise because of the conditions in which we are born, in which we grow, live, work, and age. These conditions influence our opportunities for good health and how we think, feel, and act, and this shapes our mental health, our physical health, and our general well-being. Health inequalities go against the principles of social justice because they are avoidable. They do not occur randomly or by chance and are socially determined by circumstances largely beyond an individual's control. These circumstances disadvantage people and limit their chance to live longer, healthier lives.
And Minister Prince reiterated how inequalities hamper the proven solutions to HIV prevention and solution.
It has been 40 years since the first AIDS cases were reported, yet HIV still threatens the world, and this is very significant. Today, the world is off track from delivering on the shared commitment to end AIDS by 2030, not because of a lack of knowledge or tools to beat AIDS, but because of structural inequalities that obstruct proven solutions to HIV prevention and treatment. Tackling these inequalities is a long-standing global promise. This is not a St. Vincent and the Grenadines issue. It is a global issue because it is indeed a pandemic in the same way that COVID-19 is a pandemic.
Minister of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Sinclair Prince. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.